Hello and welcome to this episode of the Ranting Atheist Podcast. So we'll be listening to a Clubhouse room recording with thought parts. You've heard the first, second, and this is the third part. And solely because we were unfortunate again to meet yet another crazy human being, let's say. So most likely they are Ethiopian, so crazy as fuck. So if you haven't subscribed up, Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and other places podcasts are available. Check out the show notes for links you may find useful, especially our Discord server. Would love to have you there. So now let's go and listen to our conversation of frustration with this human being.
Hello, so brethren. My name is Like So.
Hey, Like.
And what is made up?
Le Bible et le Coran. They are both made up. Yes.
Why you say they both made up?
Because a lot of contents in there are historically incorrect, make no sense, and obviously let's not get started on how they even came together in the first place, how they became the books they are right now.
So what you're telling me is that you're not intelligent enough to understand the Bible?
Here we go again. There's nothing extra to
understand. We understand this shit.
We know it. We're intelligent enough to know it is nonsense. That is the best reply I'll give to you right now.
You just said that it doesn't make sense to you.
Because it doesn't make sense to us because it doesn't make sense. Like, you literally haven't, like, anyway, it doesn't make sense. It's as simple as that. We've gone through like several passages, we read through some of the things there, they just do not. Some things are just clearly made up, right?
You are giving us talking donkeys and dragons with talking snakes. Hey, like, are we in Shrek? Is this Shrek? Is Shrek that I know a talking donkey? Like, is this
the
Shrek?
Bible makes reading? Perfect sense to me.
So talking donkey makes perfect sense to you?
For example,
Answer my question. No. You will not preach and move on. Okay.
For example,
donkey makes sense or not?
Let me give you two examples.
Answer my question.
Just answer the question, yes or no, then you can move forth. Does a talking donkey make sense or not?
What are you talking about?
Holy shit, it's in your book.
A donkey? Say the question again, man.
A talking donkey. The question is, does a talking donkey make sense to you? Yes or no?
Of course. Anything can happen with God involved. Now, listen, two examples of reality and the Bible matching with reality. Well, in the beginning, in the Word of God, it says the world was covered in water in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And in science, we know that the world was covered in water as well. And even the Bible says that the hell came, that hell was okay, so science believes, right, that the core of the earth was made before the surface of the earth. The core came first and then the surface came in the beginnings of the earth. And we know that God placed hell in the earth for the torment of the devil. and hell is in the core of the earth. And we know that because it says it in the book of Matthew that Jesus Christ went into the center of the earth. So yes, a lot of things in science correlate with the word of God. It's just some certain things that you've never seen in your life because you live a dry life, a sinful life. What glory you're going to see in a dry, sinful life? You're not looking for God. You're not looking for nothing.
Hold on. First of all, let's make it clear. We're not losing sleep over God because we know he's not there. And the second thing is the beginning, because I was holding myself by the surface is much older than the core. I know hell is not under the ground. So I don't know where you're making that shit up. That is not where hell is, and that is not where God threw the earth through the devil, wherever they're going to. You've literally said nothing, right?
It's just
now.
Facts you never knew, since the Bible doesn't make sense to you.
There is no fact. Like, you literally just spewed nonsense right now. Like,
we're really about to each other.
Yeah, like, for real.
Wow, my class isn't even over yet.
Where are these people coming from? Who opened the vault that they kept this madness? Who opened?
Man, y'all really wise men.
Hold on.
What religion do the world leaders of this world believe in?
Illuminati.
Holy hell.
Illuminati. If you guys cannot tell me, if you can't even answer your reality, how are you going to tell me about religion?
Illuminati, they believe in Illuminati.
We're not telling you about anything. You're actually the ones telling us about
religion. If you say Illuminati, then why can't you say Jesus is real?
Why do we have to?
Illuminati, there's many names for it.
Cocaine, meth.
But it's ecstasy.
You didn't answer my question. Wait, hang on.
I was speaking with cocaine.
That's not the question I asked. You said that if we can say Illuminati's religion, why can't we like say Jesus or something? What was it? I can't remember the statement you made.
How did you say that again? You talk really fast.
No, you said something that if we can say Illuminati's religion, why can't we say something about Jesus? I've forgotten what the something was.
No, I said that it's called many names. New World Order, Illuminati, the...
Is there what's religion or what leaders?
Just know it's a dark society, secret society, dark secret society.
The Illuminati exist. They do exist.
But they are Satanists. The focus is that they are Satanists. That's the focus.
Satanists, bankers,
Rothschild, the richest men and women in this world are Satanists.
I want to get something straight. So you believe they are Satanists, right?
I don't believe it. I have to believe it. It's a fact. You can look it up. You can see them.
The reason why I'm asking is this. So
if you don't believe it, you're in delusion.
Wait, hang on. I've not even said anything. So why are you calling me delusional? What I want to get
I said
is
if. That's a probable cause.
Let me finish talking, please. So here's the thing. If anyone doesn't believe in Jesus, aren't they automatically Satanist?
Can you say that again?
I said, if anyone doesn't believe in Jesus, aren't they automatically by default Satanist?
No. Satanism is a religious practice. If you feel me, it's a religion. Satanism is a religion. When I speak about Satanism, when I say they're Satanists, I'm saying they practice the religion of Satanism, which was made by Anton LaVey.
I'm not talking of religion.
I'm talking about the religion of Anton LaVey now. If you do not believe in Jesus, you are consequently still a child of the devil. Yes, but I'm not speaking of that.
Fair enough. That was all
I'm speaking about.
Like, that was what I was asking.
How the practitioners of the religion of Anton LaVey.
So here's what I'm
talking about.
I'm
trying to play with words like that.
I'm not playing with words. Like, you're not even letting me finish.
I thought you was intelligent.
I never said I was intelligent. You're the one who said that. But just let me finish. So here's the thing.
You're going to be in this room talking the way you are.
Shut your bitch ass up, man.
No, I don't need to. That's the funny thing. But I want to ask you a question. So here's the thing.
Also, you're a delusion.
If you're already...
Lights out.
May I ask strength today, please? I beg. Here's what I want to say. So, if someone is already a child of the devil, why do they still need to form a religion?
Say it again.
I said, if someone is already a child of the devil by not believing in Jesus, why then do they still need to like form a religion and stuff like that? Like,
you see, my religion was made for the children of the devil. Are you understand that? It would, for this purpose, Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ died for the child, for the to adopt the child of the devil into the child to become children of God.
God forbid.
Did you understand my question?
God forbid. God forbid.
Now your question is in a way like, oh, they're children of the devil. Why should you want them to be in your religion? It's all holy people.
No, that's not
that. No, all the people in my religion were children of the devil in their past conversations and their past lifestyles. You understand that?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's the whole point of getting converted,
sir. He's not listening.
I'm not asking, like, you're not listening to me. I didn't say anything about Christianity. Here's my question.
Oh, of course. Say the question if we can, please.
That's literally what I want to do. But just let me finish once again. So here's the thing. You said that if one is not like a believer in God, right? Like if they don't believe in Jesus, they're children of the devil. And here's my question. If someone is a child of the devil, yeah? Why do they still need to form a satanic religion? Like, you're already a child of the devil. Why do you still need to form a religion called Satanism?
The reason why a religion is extremely important to analyze, a religion of Satanism, is because in that religion, they're going to practice directly on how to do things that attack God and his people, and how to use powers of the evil one directly from the evil one. There's many ways that people indirectly worship Satan through idolatry, but Satanism, the religion, is more of a direct way of worshiping the devil and a direct way of attacking the God of the Bible. That's a very different thing. And they do rituals. They do all kinds of things. They have witches, you know, people that go, they have, you could say spies, people that go into churches and try to plant seeds of evil into the people's hearts in there, you know, tempt people, you know, it's all kinds of things that people are not aware of, that witches and people like that do.
But there's literally nothing you've mentioned that you need to be
all that stuff is real. All that stuff is real.
I'm not denying this, but here's my point. I'm saying that you don't need to be a satanist to do all the things you mentioned.
You don't even move in ranking. When you join that religion, there's rankings, and you have to do acts of magic to increase in ranking. That's not the same as a normal person that doesn't believe in Jesus. When you're in that religion, it's a whole different ballgame. Okay?
Did you listen to what I said?
He's not listening now.
If you listen to music more closely, you understand.
Oh, man.
I understand you. I'm saying that. Do you understand me? Like, did you hear what I said at all?
That's why I don't know. Can you smell?
You're probably just mad. You're
smelling like one of them.
I just answered your question.
No. You didn't answer. Like, here's the thing. And I responded. You responded, right? And as you were talking, I said, here's the thing. You don't need to be a Satanist to do any of the things you mentioned.
And I wanted to ask you a question that lights. Have you ever read the tenets of Satanism?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm asking, have you ever read the tenets of Satanism?
I'm sorry, you have an accent.
Yeah, I have an accent, yeah. Have you ever read the tenets of Satanism?
Who the fuck are you?
I don't understand what he's saying, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Let me put it this way. Wait, Brandon.
You've never read it, and you're just here making claims. I'm not Satanism. I don't believe in a single
religion. No, wait. Vonda, I didn't hear you, so let me repeat your question.
I don't understand.
Light, here's the question he's asking. He's asking, have you ever read any of the tenets of Satanism?
Actually, I was trying to get the book made by the book of the Satanic Bible by Anton LaVey.
So you haven't read it?
I read a couple things.
You have. You answer.
No, I know the commandment to do without will.
If we've read about Christianity but not the Bible, would you take us seriously? Like, if we're talking on Christianity.
If I would take Satanism seriously, say that again, I ain't hear.
No. I said, here's what I'm saying. If we read stuff about Christianity, we didn't read the Bible, we just read stuff, and we started speaking on Christianity authoritatively, like the way you were doing now about Satanism, would you take us seriously?
truly, I would take y'all seriously because things I'm saying about Satanism is very alarming. I'm telling you that the leaders of the world, the ones that have the most power, this is their religion. Exactly. This is what they believe.
Claims. Well, everything you said about Satanism, you can never
do. It's clear, it's broad, as broad.
You know, you're spitting out what somebody said. Brother, you just have a quotation.
Because you just said yourself you have not read.
I can show you all the proof.
Do you have the book?
Mashallah.
No, we don't want to see the proof. Have you read the book? You haven't read the book.
Okay,
I didn't even need him to read the book. I just
look up a man named Michael Timmons. Look up a man named Michael Aquino and everything ceases. All talk ceases.
I could quote it.
I mean, we could look up Jesus.
Michael Aquino.
I will read three different things.
It opens a rabbit hole.
Lights out.
And you will understand what I'm talking about.
Who's listening?
Let me guess. He's a mute.
Wait, can I say something?
Nazwa, you're too far in the matrix. Michael Aquino. If whoever learns Nazwa, about
what
him
did you say?
Will understand what I'm talking about. This is real, real serious. It's happening
there. It's okay. Nazwa, please, what did you say?
I think, can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, you said I was in the
mic. Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I was just saying, I'm betting Michael Aquino is on YouTube.
Well, not just that. Yeah, it's, I could quote a Christian author who has entirely different views from what you do have as a Christian. And if I quote, if I say, okay, look, I'm talking about these Christian, characters or stories, based on that or that author, you'd say, okay, you've not read the Bible, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's exactly what you're doing. I don't even need you to read the Satanic Bible. I wanted to know if you even know the tenets of what Satanism. You don't know. It's like saying, do you know the
not by memory.
Do you know the Ten Commandments in the Bible? And you say, oh, I've read some books about Christianity, but I don't know it. And then I go ahead and make claims of Christianity. You see, what you're just spitting out absolute rubbish, regurgitating what you've heard on YouTube.
Listen,
somebody who has no idea what Satanism is.
I have a question.
If you saw five groups of elite pedophiles,
can you wait, please,
torturing elite children?
Elite pedophiles.
Right? They're on the news and they're doing all that.
Because here they do.
Would you care about
things?
The tenets of their religion?
Wait, I ask a question. So I'm asking, are you guys talking about Satanism or the Church of Satan?
No, we...
I don't think he knows the difference. That's a funny thing.
We don't care about this.
He doesn't know the difference. Let me just get you up to... Let me get you up to...
Do you know who Anton LaVey is? That's my question.
Do you know the Church of Satan, first of all?
Anton LaVey.
And I'm asking you, do you know the Church of Satan?
You're talking to me about Satanism?
So I'm not talking to you. The one who brought it up. That's the funny shit.
Everything you just said.
Do you know who Aleister Crowley is?
I don't need to move him. All I have to do is read the Satanic Bible and I'm up to speed.
No, wait. The funny thing is I know what this people is mentioning. That's why I know that there's a difference between Church of Satan and Satanism.
Do you know who Michael Aquino is?
I don't think he knows that difference.
If you don't know who Michael Aquino is, you can't talk to me about Satanism either, man.
Nigga, I know I'm talking and I know I'm talking about it. I can literally talk to you about Satanism.
Hold on. Lights out. You are the one who brought up Satanism, right? So it's up to you. So the burden of proof is on
it's
you.
It's up to me. So let me talk. You got people like Bunda saying all this kind of rubbish. Michael,
hey, I mean, you call me delusional. Hey, you're the one who is saying rubbish.
Who called like,
I beg. Melna, give me more. I beg.
I think it's fair to say.
I beg. Melna, give me more. Melna, give me more.
Give me a second.
Hold on. Hey, shut the fuck. Hey. Good. What I was where it all started is he came trying to answer the topic, and when we're giving man size, he started to derail, and then he moved over to the whole Satanism
textbook.
And now now he's trying to bring up names with probably some of us have probably never heard of to defend his nonsense. The bottom of proof is on you. Like you already said, a wrong fact that the Earth's core was formed before its surface, which is actually not true, and the devil was still there and some blah blah blah.
The people please, I speak of are the creators.
At least try to get your straight facts. Now please stay on topic.
It's like you talking to me about a movie, but you don't even know who made the movie. Look,
yeah, I can talk about the movie because I've fucking watched it.
We're talking about the Bible. Like, what the fuck are you
I'm
saying?
Talking to you. Anton LaVey made a Satanic Bible. I'm talking to you about the creators of Satanism. Look, Michael
have you read any of their works?
Can I just tell him something? Michael Aquino
was
the disciple. I just have to read to what it's about, and I know it.
Michael Aquino was a disciple of Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey believed that the devil was a literal thing. Michael Aquino believed that the devil was a literal thing. He summoned the devil doing a pentagram in the floor, whatsoever, did a ritual. Summoned the devil. The devil spoke to him and told him to make the temple set. And Michael Aquino was an operative in the CIA. He was in the military, served his time. He was in Oprah. He did an interview in Oprah. She was like, oh, how is it to be a Satanist in the military? That man was accused to have by 50 children. They pointed the finger at him. But, you know, he was high ranking. You know, he's with those people, so he never got charged with nothing. And he made a book called Mind of War, and he was specialized in psychological warfare. He taught the military satanic things for the domestic population, for the families that watch television and motion pictures and whatsoever. That's why in motion pictures you see all these subliminal messages and things. They really affect the subconscious mind. They really affect your mind. They brainwash you. And there was Satanists in the CIA, and there's many more. Illuminati, and in Hollywood and in a lot of other things. And what I'm talking about is real. Look at Michael Aquino then. Look him up real quick. Michael Aquino Temple set, Michael Aquino Military.
Can I ask you a question? Why is you assuming we don't know these people?
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you know?
How do you know we don't know? That's what I want to know.
Because look at your reaction. I said all that and that's what you say.
Yeah, because we never said we don't know these people. You just said, have we heard of these people?
Okay, so tell me something that you know. Contrary to what I said, so tell me something new. So, something that's
I know,
not
for example, Anson Levy.
But tell me something about him that's not something that I said. Don't look it up either. Tell me right now, right now.
I'm not looking up. I'm right here.
Tell me something about him.
Let me finish.
Lights out.
I literally want to do that if you'll let me finish, dude. Like, allow me speak.
But you're saying, wait, I'm looking it up. You're looking it up.
You know what I'm literally talking. Can you not hear me?
You know what
annoys the ego?
The fact that you guys cannot keep quiet and let
who has the ego here? I'm answering your question. You're not letting me answer your question. Like, what the hell are you talking
about? Yeah, but they're not answering the important questions. I just told you a lot of shit.
You said I should tell you something about these people, and I want to tell you something about them. And you're not letting me finish. So who has the ego here? Is it me or you? Like, I want to say that, for example, Anton LaVey, I know he's the founder of Satanism, right? And I know that when he tries to push for it as a religion in the United States, he got arrested and went to jail. So it's not like I don't know the people you're talking of. That was a fun engine.
What about Michael Aquino?
Never heard of Michael Aquino today. The only other person you mentioned that I know of is Aleister
Don't
Crowley.
Say you knew everything.
I know,
the fool
I never said I know everything to you. Like, why are you saying
don't say that now. You only
I'm saying that now name. Because I never said that at
three
all.
Three names. You said, oh, you
I know two
names.
Of those three names you mentioned, dude.
What makes you think you don't
know? I know Aleister Crowley was British, for example.
Come on, Issa.
And I said Aleister Crowley. I know Aleister Crowley. Who is ignorant here? Like, nigga.
You're using manipulative tactics in your speech. That's what you're doing right now.
No, I'm not. You're the one who is projecting that. Like,
you said I mentioned names and that you knew them. And then you only mentioned one name. You only knew one name.
Light, here's the funny thing.
That's manipulative
tactics. No, I don't know one name. I know two of the names you mentioned.
You can't trick me.
Nah.
I'm the one.
I'm not tricking you. Like, I don't need to trick you. You're already religious. I don't need to do that. You've already been tricked. My point is, I know two of the three names you mentioned. That was the funny thing.
Oh, shit. I got that shit.
Like, you're coming here to mention Anton LaVey and Aleister Crowley. Like, some of us don't know about Satanism and witchcraft or Wiccans. Like, what the fuck are you on about, bro?
Michael Aquino. Marina Abramovich. A lady that does rituals that she's she does spirit cooking with a lot of celebrities. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Lady Gaga. Look her up.
You know, it strikes
look
me
up Pizzagate. Look up Jeffrey Epstein.
No, the funny thing is, you mentioned three names. I know two of those three names, and he's telling me I'm ignorant. Like, who's the ignorant?
Are
you accusing me of manipulative tactics? Like, bro, go take his
seat. You strike me like somebody who believes magic is real.
That's never seen it because you don't believe it. You don't go.
How do you know you haven't seen it?
Where you go, you don't seek for it.
To not grant you a conversation.
You don't look for it, bro.
No disrespect. You like a child. You believe magic is real. Bro.
Listen,
fantastic beats and where they come from.
Nothing you will tell us is that Santa Claus rides your India.
When it comes to the things that I believe, sometimes, bro, the thing I believe, you have to seek it. to find it, to seek it, to see it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. In your world, bro, you're in a prison cell, bro. That's all you're gonna see.
You just described confirmation bias and interesting accusations.
You expected to come to mental. Either way,
who said that waiting for it to come to us?
Look, Vunda, you see it every day, but you just don't realize.
Vunda the Vunda.
Good for you. You know the funny thing, yeah. I don't think you would know the Bible as much as I do, and I'm not even going to brag about that.
Wonder
that.
He doesn't. We mentioned the talking donkey, and he was asking us what we're talking about.
I love them.
Because it's like, really all of these things.
Especially giving the same vibe as that Eritrean guy that.
They are the same.
Yeah, they come and stomp up and down like they know the fucking Bible like I do. I used to be a pastor, man. And then the best thing they would say,
oh, they're not going to be a pastor. Why are you not pastoring me?
This guy Ike Skeleton got a lot to say from the background, huh?
I mean, yeah, the one who came up sounds like you have a lot to say.
He has a lot of bullshit to say.
The main religion of the leaders of this world, even the people that make the CERN. If you know about the CERN, it's the greatest machinery ever created. Right now,
what does it do? Do you know? Wait, hang on. Do you know what the machine does?
What the CERN does?
No, the machine. I'm not talking of CERN. I know what CERN is. I'm asking, do you know what the machine does? I'm talking
about machine. Machine. I said the word.
Yeah, I know the machine. I said, do you know what the machine does? Like, what its function is?
A mission?
Or do you know
the machine? The machine you mentioned. Do you know what
it does? How the sun does operate.
No, I'm not asking about the sun. You mentioned the machine at sun, yeah? And I'm asking, do you know what that machine does? Like, what its function is?
I forgot what the hell.
So basically, you don't know?
Wait up.
Don't Google.
Are you Googling? Don't Google it, of course. I didn't Google anything.
It's a collider. I forgot what the hell, man. How do you say it?
Same sequence, just notes, same style, same dodgy. Let him talk, it collides them together, and those photons, when it does that, what happens, they get collided together, they could create anti-dark energy.
Now,
what are you talking about?
Sorry. Excuse me. Hey, everyone, please. You realize
that you listen to the news media, they will tell you that that's not what they're collecting.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Anti-energy
right now.
I'm telling you.
It's not anti-energy. It's not anti-dark energy. What is it called?
Dark matter. Antimatter.
It's not Jesus called dark matter.
How do we get there? You know what dark matter is.
See, no, wait. Here's the funny thing.
I know this is big difference between the two.
You have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
They don't create dark matter, bro. Like, tell me what they create. Don't Google it.
Antimatter.
Oh, so you have to Google it to find out.
I don't even think that one.
Not dark matter. Antimatter. Dark matter is dark hole, black holes, and whatever.
Okay, what's the difference between dark matter and antimatter?
There's a big difference.
Without Googling, just tell me. Yeah, what's the difference?
Listen, antimatter.
No, just answer my question. What's the difference between antimatter and dark matter?
Antimatter.
Wait.
The CERN machine takes two photon light particles, makes them collide so that they can try to create antimatter. And now they've been collecting it for a long time.
What's dark matter then? What's dark matter?
Dark matter is. I'm speaking about antimatter now. Do you want me to give a
class? No, I asked you a question. I said, what's the difference between antimatter and dark matter?
In the universe, we can do that sometime, but we're talking about
what the difference is. I
already told you what the difference is. Dark matter is what has to do with black holes. Antimatter is the opposite of the periodic table.
Do you know what a black hole is?
What is a black hole?
Do you know what a black hole is?
No, I'm very glad you mentioned CERN because fact that you had to Google what antimatter was just tells me you're ignorant on this topic.
I don't even think
antimatter is basically the opposite of matter.
Dude, I know you're literally Googling this stuff. That's why I asked you that question.
Even if you did Google
what does that machine do?
There is an anti-periodic table. If you didn't know,
fucking hell, I'm not.
My guy, I know it. Like, dude, when it comes to sin, like, I mean, it's sin, right? So I know the questions I'm asking you.
That the word
no, you don't know what you're telling me. Like, you have to Google that for you to tell me. Like, you're ignorant. No. Here's it.
I know things about antimatter.
Right, listen to me. You keep talking and you keep interrupting me. Here's the thing.
Two CERN scientists
are ignorant on this topic. nigga, you're ignorant on this topic. There I'm not going to converse with you on this. Like, first of all,
that tweeted about it.
You know what? We're going to do this, let's go ahead.
Listen, he has no knowledge about this topic, but like
I know he doesn't. That's why I'm asking.
They want to Google.
Like, you're trying to make him mention that.
You have no knowledge about this, and I won't talk, about this with you. Link.
You don't need to send me. Like, I know what send is.
Then
like,
be quiet then.
You are not the one who is going to educate me. Like, please calm down. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Spoke about how they're collecting.
I don't care what they spoke about. Just my point is, I ask you what the machine does.
You don't care about the truth.
I care about facts.
You don't know the truth.
Like, Wanda, please let me talk.
Wanda.
Here's the thing, right? I ask you what the machine at Send does, and you're telling me Hydro something. Like, that already tells me you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then you have to Google to tell me, oh, it collides two photons, blah, blah, blah. And I ask you, okay, what does that create? You're telling me anti-dark energy. Like, nigga, can you hear yourself?
Antimatter, bro. You're trying to complicate what I said.
I'm not complicating anything you said. That's like other people are here. That's literally what you said.
Light particles, they make them collide, and it creates...
You're not going to educate me on stuff I
know. Antimatter.
No.
You're not educating me on stuff I know.
Israel, please, 1 minute. You said light particles, yeah? That's how the sun does it, but that's the mechanism of the operation of the sun, yes? Is that what you say, light?
Talking that fast?
Yeah,
no, he's not talking of the sun like this star. He's talking of sin. It's an organization, I think, is it Switzerland or where is it? Somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, it's my sense.
The physics.
Just look up CERN and look up antimatter, CERN. Just look it up real quick because y'all think
Grant, what were you talking about, Abeg?
Israel, just look it up, Israel. You're the most knowledgeable.
Dude, I'm not going to look it up. I'm just trying to know what it is. Like I said, you're not going to educate me.
No, I want you to look it up. Don't say Luke.
No, I don't want to. Thank you. Keep quiet. Grant, what were you talking about, please?
Not Luke.
Look.
No, I'm not. Grant, are you there?
You don't miss it. I don't lose track. Don't scatter my
head. I can't hear you.
I say don't scatter my head.
No, it was fun while it lasted. We eventually got him to see that he's ignorant. So
no one should bring him back up. If you bring him back, I'm sending him right back down. Because
if you bring him back up, I'll kick him out of the room. I'm not interested.
Like, he literally did.
Well, let me delusional and ignorant, and you're the one who is ignorant.
No, he's a conspiracy theorist. Like, even right from the beginning, like, I could tell this would go nowhere. Then he derailed from the actual topic, refused to answer the question, and then started moving all around the whole place. Went ahead to Google what he actually did, what he claimed to know, but really doesn't know. Like, nothing is new at this point, and I'm tired of having these kinds of conversations. That's why at one point I stopped talking. Like, really.
It's crazy.
That was fun.
It was fun for you. See, I felt like giving the guy a fucking slap.
Like, triggered all night. They just come in at the woodwork.
Guy, like, they've literally been, like, the fun fact is they come here and spill around nonsense with no fact. The other guy from Eritrea was saying, oh, we're reading a different kind of the Bible. And, like, anyway, I think Ranting and Ogiemere, Simon, and who else entertained him for a long time. At the end, he ended up with nothing. Some other dude sent him off. Some other dude again, Sensima from, you know him, O'Neill. That's me, I remember him as. Some other dude, Sensima, came in here again, also Ethiopian, and started to say a whole lot of nothing. And then he went around before he left. And then he got a bit ethnical at one point. Like, they don't even like change the script at this point anymore. And then this guy came here, went straight to conspiracy theory. And then when we told him about the talking donkey in the Bible and everything, he was like, where was that? What was this? And we're trying to make it simple. We're asking whether he knows if a talking donkey is real or not. Dude first beat around the bush before finally saying no, it doesn't make sense. That at least God, that when God is there, now everything has to make sense and blah blah blah, anything is possible. which I think is kind of a, in a Christian mood, a brilliant answer, I guess, but we move.
Mm. In my defense, this was my first meal of the night, so.
Well, it's fine. You know, no one has actually been able to properly engage this topic. Like, they've all been either deflecting, more deflections, and just keep deflecting all around the place.
Is all they have.
I'm glad the guy went to a saint. I was like, my area of expertise is what you want to challenge me. Like, nigga.
That's when he first said satanism. Because when he first said satanism and all of that stuff, I was like wondering, because I want to show if he knows what, like, when he said, if you talk about, you know, devil worship or the, you know, the Church of Satan, those ones are, you know, the secularists, you know, the ones I'm talking about. But then I think he literally believes in the nonsense. And when we asked him, what is the other religion, I think, I can't remember what we said Illuminati. This dude actually thought we were being serious about it and took it so literally. So it actually led to the whole of this nonsense we met.
I guess you were brainwashed. Like,
the irony. Like, when you said we're delusional, but you're the one who's trapped in delusion. Please, damn. Hey, Vonda. Jacob, welcome back. You missed.
The funny thing is, I was going to eat before this game. Yeah, yeah, you know what?
He was getting too crazy. The guy with the donkey thing.
Okay, Dr. Nakfa, that's the Eritrean.
Yeah, that one. He read the, I was still there when he was doing the, text. And was still claiming that there was no donkey talking in the Bible.
Yeah, and he read it. He opened the passage and he read it there. And I'm sure, like, that was a real gotcha moment for him.
He was saying he has a different Bible. Okay, what's the name of the different Bible? No Bible, unless he doesn't have that Numbers chapter, not that Numbers book. Like, that's what it's going to be.
I was then trying to use the whole Tawido church thing to deflect, as if there are people here who don't know geography or don't know about cultures of other countries. Like, if it's that area, don't even start with me. Like, for real, I'm trying to now bend it all, saying, well, we're West Africans, we don't know where we're from, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm like, And funny enough, after he left, some other guy came in, also from the same region, doing nearly the same thing. So, it's all crazy. They're not even trying at this point. Like, anyone who's going to, like, make proper sense of the topic, I mean, you're welcome, honestly.
Wait, guys, I'll ask you, what was that guy talking about? He was talking about his son, yeah?
No. So if you go to Google and you type C-A-R-N, that's what he was talking of, CERN. It's the way he was pronouncing it that sounded like son. So when you said there's a mission at son, I already, like, instinctively, I knew what he was talking about, because I'm physics nerd here, so I knew what he was saying.
Is it?
Okay, so have you watched? Yeah, it's a
So at first, I thought he was talking about his son. When he started talking about black holes and things, and I got to understand. But
okay, no.
And he had no idea.
It's a popular, conspiracy theory. People believe that the organization is carrying out certain experiments that might destroy basically the world or the universe. And like I said, that's why he's ignorant on this stuff. Basically, it's just a particle collider. And what they are researching mostly is antimatter, which is very difficult to create and store. Because first, you have to create it. But secondly, you have to find a way to store it. Because storing it is difficult. Once it's exposed to matter, it just destroys, basically. Like, just a drop of it can, like, destroy a whole city or something. Like, it's really that powerful. So they are researching
about it.
Yeah. They're researching how to, like, derive energy from antimatter. That's basically what they're doing. But I'm sure maybe he watches too many movies like The Flash, where they had a particle collider and it gave them superpowers and created a black hole.
When
he started, I knew he was a conspiracy theorist anyway. So I just need more clarity on the whole sound thing, because I think that part was a bit lost to me.
Nah, the guy was wrong. When he said, when that's why I asked him, I said, do you know what that machine does? And this man was telling me it's a hydro something. That's nonsense. And they, and I ask you, okay, what does that create? You're telling me anti-dark energy and dark energy, dark matter. No? Nonsense on ingredients.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, and other places you find podcasts. Then check out the show notes for links you may find useful, especially the Discord server. Would love to have you there. Have a great week, and I will catch you on the next one.